live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. A great story in the Lansing State Journal caught my eye and the eye of a lot of folks yesterday and today. Joining me now on the phone, Aranika O'Meara of Hazlitt. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, good.
Very good. Now, the story was titled, "The Lansing Native on a Quest to Walk the City Streets, All 410 Miles of Them." Now, that's going to get my attention. Aranika, what made you come up with this idea?
Well, I've been part of the Love Lansing, I guess, campaign going on. Everybody's trying to boost Lansing and get people to really see how great the city really is. And I was kind of not wanting to just say things, I actually wanted to do something. And I thought that this would be a great way to get the word out about all the different things that Lansing has to offer.
Now, we're talking about at least 410 miles of city streets. And as mentioned in the article, you'll probably walk more than that, going up and down some dead-end streets and so forth. Your mission, what is the mission of walking the streets other than, you know, discovering the city? But, I mean, there are a lot of ways to do that.
Well, this allows me to go into a lot of places that I just wouldn't naturally think to go. And there's if you look at the city map, there tends to be certain places that you end up always going. And by saying, okay, I'm going to go to every single street, it makes me have to go to the little nooks and crannies that you just wouldn't really go to before.
Now, how are you going to actually map out routes of how you're going to go? Have you started this process?
Yes. On my website, I actually have a tab that has maps. I go in after I do each of my walks, and I do a Google Maps for each one. There's like a way to do it for walkers,
okay,
to map what they've walked. But my husband's actually a computer programmer, and he plans to put together a database for me that will put out there all my different walking techniques. I don't know all the technical parts about it, but he has it in his head, and he hopes to get that running soon.
Now, when are you doing this walking? Do you have a regular job, quote unquote?
Well, I have four kids. So I tend to
You
stay
have a
home.
Big job.
I do. But then I do the freelance photography, and my husband has a business where he designs websites and does programming, and I do some of the graphics design and the photography for his websites as well.
Okay. So how are you finding the process so far?
It's actually very enjoyable. I have a good time doing it.
When did you start?
I started December 1st.
So, of course, you would start in the wintertime in Michigan.
Sorry. I start October 1st.
Of course, yeah. So you're starting in the fall, of course, just in time for all the great weather in Michigan.
Yeah, that does make it a little difficult. I've had people say, oh, you're not walking in wintertime, are you? And my response is, well, of course I would. I'm from Michigan.
Absolutely. And now how are you recording what you're seeing and doing? You said you're a photographer, so you're taking pictures. Are you then putting these up so that folks can see what you're seeing around Lansing?
I do. I come home after each of my walks, and I go through and decide which pictures are usable. I do any editing that needs to be edited, and then I post just sort of a whole photo album on Facebook because it allows you to do that. And then on Flickr, I sort of put a limited amount of photos on because I don't have a professional account yet, so I have a limited space. And then I also come to the blog, and I'll sit down and sort of summarize in my head what I want to say for each of the walks. Because each time it's different, and sometimes I want to say, sometimes it's not about the walk. Sometimes it's something completely different. And as I walk, I kind of think through what I want to write down, and then I come home and I write it up, and then I put it out on the blog, and I post some pictures on there too.
I'm interested in the process of this in terms of, do you head out at a certain time every day, or does that vary in terms of what your day has ahead of you?
Yeah, it has been very variable. In November, I have twins, and they had their birthday in November, and I found between their birthday, Thanksgiving, and then getting ready for Christmas, I really slowed down quite a bit. I was going out about twice a week in October, and then November and December really slowed down, and I'm hoping to pick it back up as I get going around into better temperatures and not quite so much going on.
And how long, again, this is probably quite varied, but how long do you try to go out the days that you are out walking?
I usually go out for about an hour. Sometimes it's 2 hours. I find that with the stopping to take photography or taking photographs, it takes about an hour, and I cover about 3 miles.
And what about surprises that you've seen so far? I can imagine starting something like this and having expectations. What kinds of things are surprising you about what you've done so far with this?
Well, really, the positive atmosphere from it has been overwhelming. I really, except for a couple of comments on the LSJ site, I've had an overwhelming positive response, which is really, it helps me to keep going. If it was entirely negative, I would be not wanting to do it. But everybody's really excited about it and interested, and they look forward to see what I post and my photos, and that's really encouraging.
I'm guessing people around the city are going to start to recognize you, and you'll start a whole new bunch of fans watching for you. I can kind of see kind of a Where's Waldo kind of thing.
Yeah, I kind of would like to have people. I had mentioned early on when I first was getting the ideas together that I'd like people to request that I come to their neighborhood, so that my examples were if somebody had these prized roses that they'd been growing for, you know, years, that I could come and take photos of their roses, and it would be something that nobody really saw except for them, but I could kind of showcase it for them, and they could have a medium for showing off something that they kind of were proud of but not really able to tell anybody. So I would like to be able to do that at some point, where people knew I was coming and look forward to having me in their neighborhoods.
I can also see this as being quite an asset for the city, having somebody actually walking all of the areas and all of the streets in the neighborhoods, being able to tell them where they have some problem areas.
Yes, there was an area on Martin Luther King that I walked recently, and it hadn't been shoveled. It was where the Oldsmobile plant had been torn down, and it was very difficult to walk through there. So I found a link, a friend of mine, Rory Nooner, who's with the Walk and Bike Lansing, and she gave me a link that allowed people to complain about certain areas of the streets that need problems or need help, and they actually came in and they cleaned the sidewalks. So,
well, this is a pay it forward moment, isn't it? Why don't you give us, Araniko, a website where folks can keep track of your progress?
Okay, the WordPress site is my name, Araniko. .wordpress.com. And then I also have a Facebook page. If you just search City Saunter, it should come up. And then the Flickr is, there's links pretty much everywhere. I have everything interconnected. So.
Okay. And again, her first name is spelled Araniko, Araniko Mira.
Yeah.
I love this story. I'd like to be able to check in with you again and see how things are coming.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Very good. We've been speaking with Araniko O'Meara of Hazlet, who is walking all of the streets of Lansing, all about 410 miles of them. I love this story. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.